Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you to the show today. Today we're going to be diving into the topic of rib pain. So ribs, your rib pain. A lot of people come in. Patients will come in and say, Dr. Juan, I think I have a rib out. And obviously it's something that's very, very painful if you ever had it. So it's something that I think is worth addressing and talking about, because a lot of people may mistake it for other things that are more serious. But nonetheless, rib pain is something that we're going to be diving into today and how we can actually do something to help that, you know, not only in our practice, other chiropractic practices can do it as well. So as always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members. If not, you can simply text that number. Again, that number is 937-552-7364. And, you know, again, if you want to, you know, come to make a new patient appointment, you can say new patient. If you have questions, you can, you know, text your questions, et cetera. So, again, that number is 937-552-7364. So, as always, I like to get started by sharing my heart as to why it is that I get on radio every single week and why it is that I talk about a different topic every single time. And that is my mom's story. And, obviously, it's affected me and my family and the way that we live life. And my mom's story is, you know, something that many of you that have listened to the show for years know. Some of you are listening for the first time. This is where it all started. My mom calling me 10 years ago to tell me devastating news, and that was to tell me that she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer. She starts crying on the phone when she tells me that, and of course, I inevitably start crying because my mom is my mom, number one. Number two, my mom is my hero. So I asked her at that moment, what are you going to do? She says, son, I know what I'm not doing. I'm not doing chemotherapy and radiation. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what to do. I am in the middle of chiropractic school, mom. I know that God created the body to heal. So let's give it its best ability to heal naturally if you're not going to do the conventional treatment, if that's even, you know, if it's even possible. So let's give your body the best chance possible. So we say, hey, let's check your spine to make sure your brain and your body are communicating effectively. We took x-rays of her spine, and when we saw her x-rays, I noticed right away that the curve on her neck was definitely non-existent. You're supposed to have a 45-degree angle. We took my mom's x-ray, and we saw that she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. Her neck was completely straight, which is not normal. Then from front to back, you look at her spine, you're supposed to be straight. Well, from T1 through T7, right between the shoulder blades, that area right there, my mom had a bend off to the side in her back, and I saw that. I'm like, you know, that can't be helping anything. There's no way that that's helping anything. Secondly, it could be possibly causing problems, potentially causing the problems that you're having right now. So, and when I saw it too, I wasn't surprised, which is the surprising part to me was that I wasn't surprised. And I hope that makes sense to you, but I was like, how am I not surprised that she has this? And I kind of like, almost like I suspected it. And then it made sense, because then I went through the mental, you know, analysis of it. And I'm like, you know what? It's because you've been dealing with upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, chronic sinus infection. So it makes sense that something is wrong in that area, right? So I was like, you know what? That makes sense. And for years, she would be complaining all these problems. And she would go to a doctor. The doctor would give her medication. The doctor would also recommend maybe a surgery. And then the doctor would say, hey, you know, if you want to do anything else, let me know. But my mom would never do anything beyond just the medication. So my mom would take this medication with massive symptoms for 10, 20, 30 years until she was left with cancer, right? So I finally asked my mom, why now are you deciding to do things different? She said, son, it's simple. I finally realized that I can die and I want to see my grandchildren grow up. Four of those grandchildren she's talking about are my kids, Eden, who is 10 years old, Eve, who's 8, Jean-Luc, who's 6, Ellery, who is about to be 3, here in June. So my mom took responsibility for her health in her own hands to afford my kids, nieces, nephews the opportunity of having a grandma in the future, right? My question to all of you is, who's responsible for your health? Everybody always knows the answer. You are responsible for your health. But who do we go to in our country when we have a health problem? We go to the doctor, right? And again, those doctors are telling you what to do. And again, not to any fault of their own. They're doing what they're trained to do. They're doing what they're trained to do, which is literally diagnose the problem and give you the best solution available to them, which is typically a medication or a intervention of some sort in the form of a drug potentially, right? So, you know, at the end of the day, it really comes down to what do you want to do with your health? You know, I have a patient who was sharing with me this past week in the office that he just recently found out that he was uninsurable, and he was not happy about it at all. He's had some issues, obviously. I'm sure the data is out there, and we see it. There's some complications that people are having from, you know, immunizations, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, again, the data is starting to show some things that were potentially suspected back in the day. And he was just sharing his story with me, and I'm just sharing his story with you because he gave me permission. He's like, yeah, you can share my story. I'm not going to use his name anyways. But nonetheless, he tells me, he's like, you know, I was actually a little upset, Dr. Juan. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, well, I met with my insurance guy, et cetera, et cetera. I don't quite know exactly what the name of that person is, broker maybe or whatever. And he's like, yeah, like, you know, I was sitting there looking at my life insurance thing, and they said that my price was going to go up astronomically. I think he said like $6,000, somewhere north of that or just south of that a little bit. So around $6,000 a year compared to what it used to be before. And it was because of his latest blood work. And his latest blood work basically is indicating that there's some issues that are going on post interventions that he had, because he, you know, needed to get those interventions at that time to include, obviously, you know, some immunizations, et cetera. And I'm sure you guys can read between the lines. But legitimately, he was then basically now has some complications that his doctor told him, like, if more likely than not, came from that. And we knew there's a potential chance, and it's just one of those chances you take, right, when you use a medication or a drug or intervention. But now, right now, you're blood clotting, and the potentials for you to develop something like potentially cancer, your blood work is all indicating that that may happen in the future. And because of that, now, you know, your numbers are really, really high, and actually, we're going to retract that quote, and I think that's what he told me. He's like, yeah, we're going to retract that quote. If you want it that way, because we really can't insure you any longer. And he's sitting there. He's like, you know, this gentleman is obviously, he's got grandkids. So he's like, you know, he's like, I'm so thankful that I actually don't need life insurance really, truly. You know, I got, you know, a little bit of set aside. So in case I go, you know, to home to the Lord, then my wife's taken care of. But like, I don't have kids at home. But can you imagine that? That's what like spurred me to even say anything about it in the show. So can you imagine, Dr. Juan, somebody in your age that got a complication post, you know, whatever, and now they're uninsurable. And I'm like, man, that's got to feel, you know, disheartening, right? So this is where, for me, you know, I was just completely blown away. And I guess I know about this. I talked about it before, but, you know, something you don't think about all the time. If you're not healthy enough for the insurance to basically say, hey, your likelihood of dying is obviously not all that high, so we're going to go ahead and give you life insurance. Or, yeah, you're kind of not too unhealthy, so we're going to go ahead and give you health insurance, right? If you're uninsurable, that simply means that the insurance company with the actuaries and all those people that look at those numbers say, like, you're not a good bet, because you're more likely than not are going to expire and pass on before they can get enough of their premium. And unfortunately, it's just really what it is, right? One of my best friends is he's an actual, you know, insurance guy, and he explains this whole thing inside and out. And shout out to Allen Financial Group here in Troy, Ohio, Zach Allen. He does, you know, my life insurance stuff, you know, for my family. He was the one that actually brought me up into this world of, like, how important it is to get insured as early as possible for as much as you can afford, and then continue to increase it. Because, you know, especially when you have kids at home and, you know, your kids are growing up like my kids are, right? But, and again, like, I didn't realize how big of a deal this uninsurable status is. And, okay, and there are companies out there that will insure you for some money, but, again, your premiums are so high. So, again, I'm not trying to get into this whole insurance topic, but it's related, because if you don't have your health, you can't have wealth, essentially, unfortunately, right? Unless you win the lottery, like, you need your health to be able to create wealth. And that's not just financially. That's wealth with your family, memories, and things you do together, right? If you don't have your health, you can't do a lot of things, unfortunately. And then, oh by the way, some things are going to cost you more. So that's the status, unfortunately, right? And then now you're like, okay, well, how does this relate to rib pain, Dr. Juan? It relates to rib pain because, again, this is where, let's go down this rabbit hole. I've had patients that have come here to my practice from the, you know, the community, whether it's Facebook or they heard me on the radio or whatever, and they come in because they've gone to the doctor, right? They've gone to the emergency room, the actual urgent care with actual pain in their chest, thinking that it was a heart attack. And then they get all the testing done, everything completed, and guess what? They don't have, they never had a heart attack. They don't have any of the enzymes. None of the blood work is off, right? But guess what they did have? After we did some investigation and did some examination and, you know, consultation and very, very thorough analysis of the case, we realized that they have a rib that's actually out of position, creating sharp pain in the chest, in the front, or even around the back, the thoracic area in the back between the shoulder blades or somewhere in that vicinity, right? So again, how does this relate to the insurable? So do you think your insurance is going to possibly go up? Even if you had like a fake heart attack event that wasn't a heart attack, it was actually a rib head that was out, you think your insurance might even though you didn't have a heart attack, might even say like, you know, I know you didn't have a heart attack, but you did go to the emergency room and, you know, they got, you got treated for like heart attack like symptoms initially just to be safe. It wasn't a heart attack, but, you know, it cost a ton of money. And by the way, like now, we don't have any of the other actual indicators that probably put you at a category to have a heart attack, but, you know, we're going to be a little bit more leery. Let's actually up it by a few cents or dollars, et cetera, right? I think that that would not be unfeasible to do so, right? So again, how does this tie in? It ties in because if you're actually keeping your body aligned and healthy, your body can function effectively as it was designed to, and you're not having these fake scares of heart attack or numbness down the arm, thinking that that's actually like a heart attack, or numbness down the jawline, right? Again, there's a lot of things, and I'm not negating, like, yes, go to the hospital if that's what you feel like, you pressure on your chest and all the signs of a heart attack, right? But if you have like random, you know, things happening and you already went to urgent care 3, 4, 5 times and nobody can help you, more likely than not, they're looking in the wrong place and something else is wrong that they're not ever meant to find or even address. This is why we are talking about this topic today. And we're going to dive into what it means to have a rib head out that's actually causing pain and how do we go about fixing that and what is the prognosis? How, does it get better? Does it keep coming back, et cetera, et cetera? So right now I got to take a quick break. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dave, Susan, Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. Find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can also text that number again, 937-552-7364. You know, if you want to make a new patient appointment, you can say new patient. If you mention the show, obviously, you'll get a discount for the initial examination and x-rays, which is typically $130. That'll be discounted down to just $52. So again, if you want an answer to a health issue that you're having, if we can help you, we'll help you. If we can't help you, we're going to tell you where to go get help to address that issue. So talking about rib pain, and on the first segment, I was talking about, you know, the fact that, you know, people become uninsurable because of their health is declining. And then sometimes some of these scares that people will have, like chest pain that's really sharp that may mimic a heart attack, it's actually sometimes even a condition of the rib, right? So I'm going to be diving into that a little bit now. And in the next segment, I'm going to go into way more details. But what can actually cause rib pain? So let's just start there, right? So the ribs, first of all, actually anatomy, always got to go over the anatomy very quickly. The thoracic spine, so the spine, so you got the cervical spine, which is the neck. You got the lumbar spine, which is the low back. Then you got the thoracic spine, which is the basically the thorax, right? So from T1 to T12, for the entire thoracic actual cage, you have ribs that come around. The whole purpose of the ribs are literally to the purpose of the rib, number one purpose is the ribs are there to protect all the actual vital organs inside of your thoracic cavity. So your heart, your lungs, your liver, all those things that are up there, the thymus, the spleen, stomach is kind of so, you know, a little bit, you know, lower than that. So it's not really protected by that. But all those actual organs up there that are very, very vital for you staying alive, God did a pretty awesome job. And he said, you know, we should probably protect this. And he put ribs around it and then literally protected it. And there's intercostal muscles, so muscles between the ribs that help, you know, kind of stiffen up that actual area to create almost like a shield of armor around the lungs and very delicate lungs / heart, you know, because you can, if you get punched in the heart and there is no sternum, you will you can get killed. If you did that to somebody, you can kill them, right? So again, all this cavity is just to literally house those organs that are going to literally be protected by the ribs. So that's what they do. What can cause rib pain? So number one, obviously most obvious, is the fact that you break a rib. Clearly, that's obviously, you know, one of the number one causes. So broken ribs, injuries to the actual chest. So like, you know, dropping something, falling, et cetera, rib fracture. So, you know, again, similar to broken ribs, right? And also diseases that affect the bones. So like osteoporosis, right? And then also another reason why you can actually have rib cage pain or rib pain is that you actually can have inflammation in the lining of the lungs as well. Also muscle spasms. So the intercostal muscles are the muscles between the actual ribs. These are the muscles that are, again, I always describe it this way, and I'm sure if you've heard this show, I do it probably once every 2-3 years, maybe once a year, I can't remember. But I talk about rib pain. I talk about the intercostal muscles. The intercostal, costillas, you know, that's a Spanish word for actual, or Latin word for actual ribs. Intercostal between costals or actual ribs is the muscle. And whenever you eat ribs in the summer and you tear away those bones apart and then that meat that you are eating, that's actually the intercostal muscle of the animal, right? So basically, those muscles, if they spasm, sometimes can cause the ribs to actually hurt, causing, again, more issues, et cetera, et cetera. So those are the main causes of actual rib pain. And again, we are not going to treat in our practice broken ribs, fractured ribs, et cetera, et cetera. There is a potential for us to, you know, cause something like that. Also, that's actually you sign an informed consent in our practice when you come in. There's chances for us to potentially push, and because of the way you're shaped, whatever, there could be a potential already pre-existing issue. If you have weaker ribs because of osteoporosis, osteopenia, there's some contraindications, again, that we would not adjust that area. But if sometimes people just look completely normal on x-ray and we press and their ribs are a little more delicate, it's not that they crack and completely, you know, break, but sometimes there is a potential for even a slight tweak, a little hairline fracture style, which has happened in the past. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, this is a possibility because you're doing a treatment that obviously is hands-on, and that does make sense when it does happen. But it's not, it's like one in like 25,000 chances that actually happen, especially when we take x-rays and we analyze everything even deeper, it's even a higher, a less probability. So a higher number is like one in 75,000 or something higher than that. So at the end of the day, these are the potential causes for rib pain. I got to take a quick break here. When we come back, I'm going to dive into what we do about it and how we fix it. So again, you're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO. Stages and Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, You're created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you to the second half of the show today. Again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about rib pain. So ribs and also how that affects you. So we're going to dive into a little bit more. Before I do that, I want to again remind you, as always, we are on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You also can find us on Instagram as well at Full Life Chiropractic. You can call our office at 937-552-7364. You can also find these shows on the actual, you know, on iTunes via podcast. So you can go to podcast and actually look for Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan. You can also find us on Spotify as well. So you can have this show or any of those shows we've done in the past and obviously share with loved ones and or take it on the go so you can listen and learn as you're traveling, etc. So again, there's a million and one ways that you can get a hold of us and figure out what we do. And there's videos, education about how we adjust and what we do, what we don't do. So again, there's enough data out there for you to make the informed decision if you decide to, you know, obviously ever give us a try. So again, more than welcome to reach out to us. Again, that number is 937-552-7364. Press option 2 if you want to talk to more team members or simply text that number. Again, that number is 937-552-7364. So talking about rib pain, on the previous segment, I dove into what things can actually cause rib pain. And again, you know, broken ribs, fractured ribs, you know, osteoporosis that puts you in a category potentially of, you know, getting some rib, you know, pain due to the fragility and the potential for them breaking. Also, you can have trauma, falling, etc. You know, as I was describing in the previous segment, we do have an informed consent form. An informed consent, I know people know what it is. A lot of people do. A lot of people don't. An informed consent is whenever you go to a doctor, let's say you're getting an open heart surgery, that doctor's going to do everything they can within their power to help you, right? And they're going to try to unclog, you know, the arteries and do a bypass, etc., right? As they're doing that actual surgery, open heart surgery, you sign this thing that says, like, hey, I understand that if I die on the table, it's not your fault, doctor, because you are doing your best to help me. And obviously, I'm going to sign this right here so you're not liable for the potential nuances of different things that can happen when you're working on another human being, right? So that's called an informed consent. So in our practice, we have people sign that because it's just what you legally are supposed to do. So and we make you read it and sign it and initial it. Is that you read that there is a potential chance that, and this is where I'm completely transparent about this, because it's actually under informed consent. You can look it up. Actually, you can go to our website, fulllifetroy.com, and look at new patient paperwork, and you'll read it. And informed consent in like one of the last pages there says, you know, I understand that by receiving chiropractic adjustments, there is a potential for a slight fracture or cracking of a rib, right? Again, those things are delicate. And this is exactly why we look at the actual x-rays and we analyze. And we actually have made people aware that they're either in osteopenia or osteoporosis, and they don't even know, especially females, right? Typically females. Men can get osteoporosis too, but it's very, very common in females. So what we do is we then refer the patient out, and we don't touch that area until we obviously, and even if we adjust it with instrument or something different so we don't cause any damage, because that's not what we're about. We want to help people, not obviously hurt people. So again, this is another one of those things that can cause pain, right? So some of you, unfortunately, have had that experience, you know. I've had it happen, I think, three times, maybe four, but the fourth time it wasn't even actually, you know, an actual fracture or anything like that. The other three times the patients were already having some issues that basically got exacerbated. And a lot of those cases, it was more of a spasm more so than actually a rib breaking, right? But at the end of the day, that there is an informed consent for that reason. So again, there's something you need to be aware of when you go to a doctor. Like you go to a chiropractor, like, hey, you're going to push on my back? Like, oh, okay, like, is there a potential for X, Y, and C? If you don't feel comfortable, make sure you say something about it. But obviously, these are the things that could, you know, cause rib pain, right? And again, the intercostal muscles going into spasm can also cause rib pain. So what happens is the ribs attach to the vertebra in the thoracic region. So the vertebra are the actual little bones in your spine, and the ones that are in the thoracic, so not in the neck or the lumbar, so not in the cervical or lumbar, those have these bones that go around called ribs. Well, they're very like interlock between the vertebra and the rib itself. They're interlocked in a very specific position. That gives you some mobility, but it's not supposed to be all that flexible, right? But you should have some mobility, so the ribs, and you can move around, et cetera, et cetera. Well, what happens is as you're going through life, you fall, you sleep wrong, you get in a car accident, you actually slam on your brakes a little fast, and your seatbelt kind of like jolts you, but you don't hit anything. You're in an accident technically, but you slam on your brakes and the seatbelt kind of pulls you. You're lifting too heavy in the gym. You're doing a repetitive motion at work. All those things are going to more likely not put a strain in that actual thoracic region. And this week, I just had a patient. She's like, yeah, I work a clerical job. I do, administrative work in my business that I work for, and accounts receivable, something like that. And she was like, yeah, Dr. Juan, when I was doing this one movement, like I felt some pinching and like pain in this area. And I'm like, oh, a rib's probably out of position. So I assessed, I adjusted everything else. And then even after the adjustment, it's like, I still feels out. So then I did another little portion of an adjustment that finally got that bone back in place. And she's like, oh, that feels better. And the way you can tell you have a rib out is that no position is the easiest way to be able to tell if your rib head is out or not. No position feels comfortable. I'll say it again. No position feels comfortable. Like even the one that feels the most comfortable, whatever position that is, it's like a slight relief from like, let's say like an 8 out of 10 pan down to like a 6.5 out of 10 pan. But no position achieves a 0 out of 10 pan for the most part. I know there's some people out there like, oh, if I move my body this way and I put my arm up and my toe in my ear, then it doesn't hurt. Like, awesome. Great. Walk around like that and enjoy life, right? But for the most part, people cannot find an actual comfortable position. So it's like nagging, and then you kind of you feel like you got to kind of squirm around in the chair and move around and kind of like just roll your shoulders and like twist and trying to get it to pop, but it will not pop or like go back in. It won't do what you want it to do, and it's very, very frustrating, right? So, and then another dead giveaway that you have a rib that's out, and it's typically a rib head, that's what we call it, rib head out, right? One of the rib heads is out. So it's also when you take a deep breath in, you feel like somebody is stabbing you with a knife in your back, between kind of your shoulder blade. It doesn't have to be between your shoulder blades, but like in that area, that thoracic region. It feels like the deeper you breathe, and actually some of you will get to the point in where you're taking a deep breath in and it kind of like causes you to stop in the middle of that breath, like, oh man, that hurt. Because literally the expansion of the lungs is actually pushing that rib head further out of position and jamming it against the nerve, and that causes excruciating sharp pain, like somebody's literally truly poking you with like an ice pick. That's what rib pain is, right? So that is what I notice in my practice when it comes to people coming in with rib pain. So what is it that you do? Let's talk about the conventional treatment, right? So conventional treatment basically says you have pain. We're going to give you – well, conventional treatment is going to do this, right? Like if you said like, hey, Dr. Juan, you talked about like some ribs being broken in your office once, or somebody having potentially already – and in those instances, by the way, where people were already having some rib issues and we adjusted it, and some of them just felt like the actual – rib was exacerbated, so the condition was exacerbated again. There was no confirmation of a rib being broken before or after. It was just kind of like, hey, right? But at the end of the day, like, you know, people are like, oh, I don't know if I want to get adjusted. So if you don't do that, and that's okay, that's entirely up to you. You go to a urgent care or a doctor, they're going to literally look at you and say, okay, hey, you have rib pain. Well, we ruled out that you don't have a heart attack. We ruled out that you don't have anything broken. We ruled out that there's nothing crazy like a tumor growing or something like that. Well, okay, well, great. Yeah, we did our job, but you're still in pain. And guess what they're going to give you? Pain medication. And then, yeah, they might say, hey, let's actually put ice on it or whatever. They're not going to do anything else. And how do I know? Because I have people that come to our office after they do that whole thing. And again, rightfully so. If you're having rib pain around the front of your rib cage, near your sternum, near your heart, and you decide to go to urgent care of the hospital, makes complete sense because you need to rule out crazy. That's like in school. One of our professors used to say, yeah, you need to rule out crazy. Then once you rule out crazy, then you can get creative, right? Then you can say, hey, I think it might be this, it might be that, maybe a little bit of this, maybe these two combined, maybe not that. And that's what all doctors do, by the way. One of the things we're taught is everything that could potentially be. And then when the patient comes in, you ask a bunch of questions and then you develop a differential diagnosis. Like, oh, I think it might be this. That's my number one, but number two, three, four, and five could be this, 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 and this, right? That's the differential diagnosis. So you're going to go to the doctor. They're going to say, hey, I think you're having a heart attack. Oh, it's not a heart attack. Hey, I think you're having this. Oh, it's not that. Oh, we did a CAT scan. It's not cancer. Okay, it's not cancer. Well, we don't know what it is. You're not having a heart attack. It's not cancer. We can tell you what it is not. We can't tell you what it is, but we can tell you what it's not. But because we can't tell you what it is, we can't specifically treat it, but we're going to go ahead and generally treat it. So it's pain. It seems like something is inflamed, possibly musculoskeletal. So we're going to give you an anti-inflammatory drug to reduce the inflammation so you're not in pain. And best of luck and see you next time. Hopefully it gets better. If it doesn't, come on back and we'll give you more drugs. That's the story. So people will come in. We do the assessment. We realize that their actual spine is out of alignment, causing these ribs to be more prone to getting out of position, right? And then causing them to get out of position easier, which then in turn causes them to have a rib head that is out, creating all the symptoms that we already talked about. So that is what we then look for. We then go through the history and hear that, oh, hey, you had rib pain. It's been going on for 7 months or 6 weeks or whatever have you. You've gone to the doctor. You've gone to the emergency room. You had all the blood work. You're not having a heart attack. You're not having X, Y, and Z, right? Okay, well, great. We're going to do our own set of testing and investigating, and we're going to figure out what's going on. Once we get that data out, then we sit down with you. We go over it. But we realize, like, oh, wow, by the way, you have a deviation in your mid-thoracic area, and the rib pain is right over here. That is definitely due to the fact that your spine is not aligned properly. Let's adjust it. We adjust it. Guess what happens to the patient? 9.85% of the time, the patient's like, wow, I can breathe better. Oh, I can move better. I don't feel stiff. I don't feel like somebody's stabbing with an ice pick anymore. Again, we put the rib head back into position so the body can then start healing process and not cause any further pain. So I have to take a quick break here. Again, you're listening to Living the Full Life from 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dave Season Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can also text that number again, 937-552-7364. On the previous segment, I was talking about, rib pain and obviously how it can develop and just diving a little bit more into it. And, I want to also cover what can you do if you have rib pain and you're nowhere near a chiropractor or you've already been to the medical model and they just keep giving you drugs and they're like, hey, we don't know what else to do. You've done massage therapy, physical therapy, everything, and nothing is working. You can try different stretching exercises. So one of the ones that I would recommend, the easiest one to do to almost like not necessarily self-adjust, but like it essentially is just what it sort of kind of happens. But it's not technically like manipulation or adjustments. Your body kind of like just goes back into position is that you're going to sit on the ground on your bottom, feet down flat. You're going to bend your knees and kind of hug your knees, right? And as you're hugging your knees, you bring them as close as possible to your chest. And then you're kind of expanding your rib cage because your arms are going to be across your knees and like your leg down there, the tibia. So you then at that moment, you're going to roll backwards slowly, not fast because you'll smack your head on the ground. So it's not fun. I've done it because I've been excited and done it before. So you're going to slowly roll backwards and kind of let, you know, like a rocking chair. Like if you move it a little bit, it kind of just, you know, rocks back and forth until it's done on its own. You're going to literally do that with your back like that, like in that arch. Like if I were to come up to you from the side and I would see like your back kind of slump, your thoracic area all the way down to your butt, right? That's kind of like that arch, right? And then you're hugging your actual knees to your chest. And then you're slowly going to roll backwards. So your bottom, then your low back, and then your mid back, and then your upper back until your head actually touches the ground. Just, again, you don't go too fast. You'll smack it. And then you'll roll back and forth, back and forth. And what you'll notice is if you're loose, it's actually you're giving yourself a self-massage, essentially, those muscles, the paraspinal muscles that go down on both sides of the actual vertebra. Those muscles are going to get essentially a massage. But then secondly, because you're putting your body weight pressure on that area, very specific area, you might hear a cavitation. That's what it's called when it pops, the pop, the crack. Literally, you're going to hear a cavitation in that area, whatever area is bothering you. Again, probably contraindicated if you're osteoporotic or actually osteopenic, or you have a condition in where you're more prone to like fractures. If you were to do that move, guess what? Obviously, you can hurt yourself. So again, disclaimer here is consult with your actual physician whether or not the actual move that I'm describing is best for you. And of course, with entered at your own risk, right? You can say, hey, Dr. Juan told me to do this. I was like, hey, call your doctor. Say, hey, I'm going to do the stretch. You think it's safe for me? Et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, I legally have to say that. But something that I would highly, highly recommend looking into and at least researching it, because if you have no other options and you're not going to go to a chiropractor, and you're not going to get a massage, or you're too far, you're always on the road or something like that, then you have to be able to take care of yourself, right? You got to be able to take care of you. So that's the move that I would say to my patients would be number one move that would actually, you know, potentially help. And then the other move, which actually would also stretch, is a stretch that people do. You're laying flat on your back, kind of like you're doing a snow angel, right? And then what you do is you actually kick one leg over to the side. Like, so you literally grab, like, let's say your right leg, and you kick it over to the left side, like across your body, right? And then what you're doing is as that leg is across your body, you're trying to reach with your toes as far as possible. And in the same token, you're going to lean your head in towards your right side. So you're kicking your right leg to the left side, and you're then turning your head to the right side towards like your hand, you know, snow angel, towards your hand, the right hand. And then that's going to create like this twisting, like wringing out an actual towel that also can actually get those ribs to go back into positions. How do I know this so well? When I was deployed to Iraq, or I was deployed overseas, you know, to Iraq or Kuwait or Kosovo, and I didn't have a chiropractor in my back pocket to adjust me, I would do these moves myself and actually take care of myself, especially after doing PT or lifting something heavy, et cetera, et cetera. Is something that you can do on your own to take care of yourself. So if you're having rib pain and you tried everything I talked about and you're ready to do something different, obviously you can give us a shot, or somebody that's near you, another chiropractor is near you. But again, it's something that we do really well here in our practice, and we've done it numerous times. And again, we're going to be very, very cautious to ensure that you don't have a contraindication to care in that area, so we're not causing any further damage and actually are helping you and being an asset, not a detriment to your health. So again, I'm out of time. Thanks so much for listening. Today we talked about rib pain and how to address it. Again, if you have any questions about that topic or you need help, our number is 937-552-7364. Again, 937-552-7364. Thanks so much for listening. You have a blessed rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next week. Again, living the full life on 1290 95.7 WHIO. The Instant Talk, the power's on, the body heals.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.